It is time for us to take a look at this weather. Let us bring in the man with a plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and another day or two of this stinky weather. Cloudy, humid, scattered showers, thunderstorms, middle 80s today. Showers and a thunderstorm will die down tonight, upper 60s. Wednesday, 85 to 90, some sun, showers, and storms. And I think the showers and thunderstorms may give us a little bit of a break Thursday with the high 75 to 80. And then showers and cool, or cooler, 60 to 65 on Friday. There could be some showers Saturday. Otherwise, we should be, I would say, 65 to 70. And more showers may work in later Sunday or Sunday night. So the weekend is still up for grabs. We shall see what happens there. There's nothing in the tropics to worry about. And there's, even though there's no severe risk of thunderstorms, I don't know if you heard, but you know, Middletown yesterday had had some pretty heavy torrential rain and lightning, and so they had a, you know, I would say a minimally severe storm, and that is a possibility, you know, today and tomorrow. It won't be widespread, but you know, to get a gusty, gushing thunderstorm is not out of the question in this kind of an air mass.
So and they can pop up any time. There is no, you know, there's no way you can tell when they're going to pop up.
That is correct. Right now, there's not much in our area. There's stuff going across Vermont, New Hampshire, and there's some pretty heavy thunderstorms in the Syracuse area. All of that's moving eastward. So, you know, things are going to fire up again today and again tomorrow, but we will continue to watch that for you. I'm thinking for us, the best time would be any time after 12 noon.
All right. Well, hey, it's summertime, right?
That is right. And the living is easy? Well, I would say, and the breathing is hard.
Now, it's not officially summertime yet, right?
No. It doesn't begin till the 20th.
All right. There was a bear at my house last night, and I knew there was a bear because Georgia actually got up out of the bedroom and went and barked at the front window. And she doesn't normally do that, so I figured the bear was closer than normal, and sure enough, when I looked at when I picked up my phone and got the video, he was so close to the house that you could only see the very top of him, you know what I mean, because with the angle of the camera. So he was obviously right up, brushing right by the side of the house, and close enough obviously for the dog to catch that scent.
Wow, are they looking? They're still looking for food, you think, right?
Oh gosh, yeah, they're always foraging for food, always foraging. Most of the time they come around Wednesday night or Thursday because that's when garbage goes out on our street. But this year people have been very, very good with the garbage, so there hasn't been as much activity as there was in the past. The most activity we had, I was looking back over my camera shots, was in the month of May last year. The month of May last year, I had almost out of the month, I had like 15 days where we had bears cross the cams, 15 of the days. And this year, in May and June, I think it's like five or six bears that have managed to cross by and get video spotted by my cameras.
Right, that's probably what it is. They're just auditioning, Marshall. They're just auditioning for you. By the way, yesterday, late afternoon, since it was very quiet, and I didn't have to worry about baseball teams and anything like that, the storms had passed here, I was curious to watch The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me Do It. It's streaming on HBO Max.
Did you like it?
Fair.
Yeah.
A couple of times, you know, I jumped. I have to say that, you know, when you compare it to the first one, no, it doesn't compare. The first one, in my opinion, was horrifying. I mean, I was scared. Not this one. On a 1 to 10 basis, with 10 being the best, I give it a 5.
Well, it's funny that you did that, because yesterday the ultra high definition version of King Kong and Godzilla
versus
came
Godzilla,
out.
Yeah.
And I had seen it in HD, so I purchased it in ultra high D. Oh my gosh, what a difference! What a difference!
Really? Huh?
Oh my goodness gracious! Oh my gosh! I couldn't believe the difference from ultra high D from a high definition. It was 4K. It was unbelievable.
Wow. That is interesting.
It was like watching a whole new movie.
You would, even if it wasn't a big difference, you would watch it anyhow.
I think there's 21 Godzilla movies out there from the original. I think I own 18 of them.
Isn't that hot stuff?
Well, own them. I digitally own them. I was really impressed because the special effects are even better in ultra high def. Much better. Much better.
Okay, so you had a good time watching that then, huh?
Yeah. I just didn't feel like going outside. Now, I was going to go on the back deck for like 35, 40 minutes, but it was just too muggy. And so I said, you know what? This was just released in ultra high D. I'm going to watch it. And that's what I did. I was glad I did it. I didn't think there would be that much of a difference, but there is. There is.
I'm kind of shocked that you're saying there is that much of a difference.
Well, I guess on a 90-inch screen that it would show up. If there was going to be, you're going to see a difference, it'll be on a screen that size. So I hate to be the people that live around me, though, because I've got all the surround sound and all these other big, booming speakers. Right. And people outside the house yesterday during the day, they must have heard between King Kong's roar and Godzilla's roar,
and
all the bombs and explosions. It must have sounded like I was going crazy in the house.
But it's funny, they know you by now.
But it's funny because the dogs and the cats, they're used to it now.
Right.
Nothing bothers them at all. All right, so then we've got basically a week of kind of like muggy weather.
Yeah, we do. I think there may be a small little break on Thursday. We'll look and see what the models do. But aside from that, the weekend should cool down. I'm just questioning, I don't see much rain on the weekend, but it could turn out to be like more clouds as opposed to sun. That's my thinking.
All right. Well, whatever it is, it is. Not much we can do about it.
Well, yeah, very, very true. And that's it. I mean, at least, we're not under any kind of warning. I think we're under heat advisory, right?
Yes, we are.
Right.
That's just, you don't have to advise me. I know when it's hot. Just like you don't have to advise me when they give the advisories for cold weather. I know when it's cold. I don't have to be advised to stay in from the cold or stay away from the heat. I know these things. My body's pretty good to recognize that.
Yeah, I mean, just got to use your common sense. That's all.
And I have little of that left. Not much, but a little, Pat. Very little, but I have a little left there. Hey, I made some great guacamole yesterday.
Oh, okay. That
and
sounds
I
good.
I finally put enough lemon juice, fresh lemon juice in it, so it doesn't change color when you put it in the refrigerator. If you don't put citrus...
The lemon, right.
Yeah, and I finally got the ratio right where it's stayed that nice, bright green. First time in like 6 years of making guacamole that I got it right.
And you enjoyed that too, right?
I had that. Listen to what I had for dinner last night. It was great, Pat. First of all, I had made some bok choy soup the other night, and I had that for lunch.
That sounds good.
Then for dinner, I took two pieces of toast, put some tomato on it, and then I spread the guacamole over it, and that's what I had for dinner. And it was so good. It was really very, very good. So,
I thought you were probably going to have that during your movie.
No. During the movie, I can't eat during a movie at the house. I don't know
really?
Why. I don't know why. But I just like to sit there and watch the movie. But I had it after the movie. I had it about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and that way I didn't get any heartburn or indigestion by the time I went to bed at 7 o'clock.
Okay, that's good.
Bok choy for lunch and guacamole on toast for dinner. What a diet.
Yeah, really.
All right, Pat, I will check with you tomorrow.
That sounds good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.